Despite the number of second wave COVID-19 cases, tourists are still being encouraged to visit French Polynesia, with the president, Edouard Fritch, blaming the spike in cases on locals who have ignored social distancing protocols rather than tourists coming in from the USA and France. The government calls it a smart decision to keep the border open rather than risk further damage to the local economy. Richard Ewart has the story.
As the number of COVID-19 cases has continued to rise in French Polynesia, the people have been quick to point the finger at foreign tourists on social media, with comments like, "People's health is more important than the country's economy, economic activity can always resume its course unless we're all dead," and "We close everything and start again, total lockdown." And environmental consultant Vihir Wheeler posted a tweet saying, "Government trying to kill us for a couple of tourist bucks."
A lot of people were really angry because we had spent a lot of time in confinement, which was really hard for a lot of people because it was, I think, close to 2 months. And then we had gotten rid of COVID and everyone was moving around fine. And then shortly after that, they let us know that they were going to let in tourists, and not just any tourists, but tourists from California, from the U.S., which is one of the worst countries right now with COVID cases. So it feels like we're in confinement for nothing. It doesn't make any sense, really. It feels like we're disposable as a population.
Ms. Wheeler, who has been chosen as an Asia-Pacific leader for Tahiti by the Obama Foundation this year, concedes that the tourist industry has been doing it tough, but she believes the return of visitors from the US is not the way to go.
Some people were supportive of opening up borders, and those are people who work in tourism. I do actually know people who said, well, we need to live, we need to continue to work, and if we've lost our jobs, then what are we going to do? I do understand that point of view, but that doesn't mean opening up the borders to California is the only option. And not only are people angry, but they're also confused about how to move forward. Just putting a mask on and keeping social distancing, which is like what they've been telling us the whole time, is not sufficient. And it's probably only going to get worse.
And those concerns would appear to have been validated within days of borders reopening, when the first new COVID-19 case emerged on the cruise ship Paul Gauguin. But Hiranui Johnston, who advises the tourism minister, says that case is one of just two linked to tourism so far.
Among 10 imported cases, only two are registered as tourists. Those two has not infected anyone else. The first one was the American tourist who bought the Paul Gauguin. This shows that our protocols work because we have identified her, we have isolated her, and we have treated her.
Mr. Johnston also points out that all the other passengers on the Paul Gauguin were quarantined immediately for a week and tested twice, with no one giving a positive result. The president of French Polynesia, Edouard Fritch, is in no doubt over who's to blame for the re-emergence of coronavirus in the territory, his own people.
Today I am faced with a lot of bitterness that all our investments and sacrifices we have taken these last few days have gone up in smoke because of the irresponsibility of certain people.
But regardless of who is responsible, Vihir Wheeler, who lives on the island of Moorea, says she will think twice before taking a trip to Tahiti in the near future, and she feels for those people who have to travel to the main island for work.
Our main city, there's people moving everywhere, and it's a very busy city, and now I don't feel like I should be going into the different islands because I feel like I'm at risk to spread it. We have 118 islands, so a lot of outer islands are safe. And so now we have to rethink our whole way of living.
But the French ambassador for the territory, Dominique Seurat, speaking ahead of the president at a media briefing in Papeete, says there are no plans to shut the borders down again, and instead the focus will be on restricting social gatherings.
Nous ne voulons pas remettre en cause les mesures d'ouverture du territoire.
We don't want to speculate about the measures taken to open the territory. These were necessary to support the economic and social lives of the country. We also don't want to put the start of the school year back into question. This can only be done if we all take necessary precautions. We've decided all public gatherings of more than 50 people must submit an online declaration. All bars and nightclubs will be closed. They are sheltered environments where it's difficult to respect social distancing, and therefore are places where the virus can easily propagate.
Additional measures include the mandatory wearing of masks in public places and on all forms of transport, while restaurants will be required to ensure a 2-metre distance between tables. But Fahir Wheeler is still concerned that in its haste to reboot the economy, the government is still ignoring the risks attached to allowing tourists back in, and particularly those from the United States.
We don't have a lot of access to enough healthcare. We have one hospital for the whole territory, which is capable of supporting people who are affected by COVID. All the same issues are there before, but it seems like the government doesn't care as much. All the risks are still very high, but the government isn't paying attention to it.
Since the first case, we worked on the evolution of that protocol, adding more filters, adding more communication. And we think that we are doing a good job on that. Some of our neighboring countries said that we should have waited for New Zealand to open, but New Zealand and Australia are not our first market, and they wouldn't be able to compensate the loss of our first markets, which are Europe and North America.
But Bahia Wheeler, who has had to restructure her own consultancy business because of the impact of COVID-19 on the economy, remains to be convinced that letting tourists back in is the best way to fix the problem.
Well, the government hasn't really given enough support to a lot of people. Now their idea is to open up the borders and bring in tourism, but I don't even think that has made that big of an impact on the economy just yet. For the summer, we moved into consulting with nonprofits, and so it's been okay because we've been able to get grant funding to keep us afloat, but it does feel like everything is unknown for the rest of the year.
However, while the government may be sticking to their guns on allowing tourism to resume, Hiranua Johnston says other Pacific countries with floundering tourist industries like Fiji and Vanuatu need to make their own decisions rather than follow French Polynesia's controversial example.
Our message to our neighboring countries is we had to take that risk. We have to find the right balance between health and social and economic, knowing that if we continue to stay in lockdown and to close our borders, at one point we wouldn't be able to continue to provide salary to everybody. At one point we will hit a social crisis that will cost us more than the health crisis. At one point people wouldn't die of COVID-19. They would have died of hunger because they wouldn't be able to find food or to pay for food, and we wouldn't be able to help everybody at that time.
Hiranui Johnston, advisor to the tourism minister in French Polynesia, and the reporter there was Richard Hewitt. On Facebook, Simi says French Polynesia should shut down for another 15 days to control the virus, and no tourists should be allowed until they can contain it. You too can join the conversation on the ABC Radio Australia Facebook page.